Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And we're having a little adventure radio here in Meadville, Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're going to have, I promise you, we're going to have Dwayne Kohler on. Yeah, we're folks, we're traveling, we're on the road. You know how it is when you're on the road and the technology doesn't always want to work with you. And as you may know, Murphy is alive and well in radio. He's certainly alive and well in small business. He's alive and well in radio, and that's the way it is. We're in Meadville, Pennsylvania, and as you know, folks, we're celebrating the 200th anniversary of the Meadville Chamber of Commerce, and we got some really good folks lined up for you. Dwayne Kohler is Vice President of Meadville Medical Center. He's the chairman of this fine organization, and any second now, he's going to be on the show. And any second now, he's going to be calling in, and we're going to talk to him about what does it take to be the chamber, to be the chairman of the chamber. Dwayne, are you there?
I sure am.
Hey, Dwayne, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Doing great.
I appreciate you being here. Appreciate you being a good sport. And as my audience knows, we're in Meadville, Pennsylvania. You're the VP of marketing at Meadville Medical Center. Is that right?
I sure am.
And you're chairman of the Meadville Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
I got to ask you, Dwayne, what does it feel like to be the chairman of a chamber that's 200 years old today?
Well, it's kind of hard to say, but I'm honored. I think I'm the first person to be the chairman of our chamber board here that's from a nonprofit company. And in fact, I asked our president, Charlie Anderson, are you sure? I always think of the chamber as being for our manufacturers out there and for our industrial client base. And he said,
right.
No, we recognize that the world's changing and that our nonprofit businesses are a very important part of our business community. And so I'm honored, I guess, to be the first. I'm really proud of our little old town of Meadville here. The fact that 200 years of doing something, it really, really kind of blows me away, to tell you the truth. Let me give you a tiny history of my company. The Meadville Medical Center, one of its predecessors, and it's the result of the consolidation of a couple of hospitals a ways back, were the second oldest hospital in the United States west of the Allegheny Mountains. The main train line from New York to Chicago came right through this area, and there was a lot of theaters and restaurants and things like that in Meadville back in the 1860s, actually, and there was an accident on the train line, and folks came bringing the injured people to the convent, to the Sisters of St. Joseph convent that was an orphanage. Mm-hmm. And the nuns said, we're not a hospital. We got no place else. Can you help us, sister? And so the head sister was named Spencer, and that was the founding of the Spencer Hospital, which became eventually became, back in the 1980s, became the Meadville Medical Center. So
now, when,
long history
when was that
in this area.
Hospital founded, Dwayne?
1860.
1860. How about that?
Yeah, so a lot of history in this area.
Absolutely. What is it, how many hospitals in the Meadville area?
We have just one now. We're a, as far as Medicare is concerned, we're a sole community provider hospital, which means that, you know, we're kind of, by definition, there's no other hospital within 25 miles of us. So it gives us a challenge of, there are times, and you know, Jim, I don't know if it's your first visit to Northwest Pennsylvania, but this is probably the coldest day we've had in a number of years out there.
It's pretty darn cold out there.
And there are times, and today would probably be one of those, where you can't get someplace else. So we've got a challenge of being the only place that folks have to go.
You've got to be pretty self-sustaining, don't you, in many ways?
Correct. That's exactly right.
Well, so, what does it mean for your organization to be a member of the chamber?
Say that. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
How important is it? Is it for you as one of the heads of the medical of the hospital right here? How big a deal is it for you guys to be part of the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I think the most important thing for us is we want this to be a healthy community. And for it to be a healthy community, people need to have a job, and people need to have a way to have a good quality of life. And the Chamber's all about all of that. It's not just you know, so the businesses can take advantage of people and charge them too much or whatever. In fact, it's the opposite of that. We want there to be a well-rounded community, my words again, a healthy community that has a great place to live, that has people have opportunities to work and the kind of work that's challenging and that gives them a way to take care of their family. And it's a nice place to live where there's recreational things available and there's on the kind of things that make people want to be here. And right. You know, again, your first visit here, but this is a tremendously beautiful area. It's a resort area in the summertime with a lot of outside lakes and a number of, again, historical kind of things that people right. enjoy going to.
Dwayne, I got to wrap it up. I got to stop you. I know you're excited about your area. Congratulations on 200 years as the Chamber of Commerce celebrates its bicentennial. Thank you very much. Dwayne Kohler, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.